Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you in the wonderful name which is above every name. We have been sharing the last couple days about the Feast of Trumpets and the significance of blowing the trumpet, that the trumpet is able to sound an alarm. The sound of the trumpet is heard when breath is applied to the mouthpiece, and that breath signifies not just human breath, but the very voice of the Spirit of God awakening and calling people together. He's moving by His Spirit around the earth. Hear the word of the Lord in Joel, the second chapter, a marvelous chapter, and I'm going to share just excerpts of it. It says, "Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, it is nigh at hand." Verse 11 says, "And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For he is strong that executeth his word, and for the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil." Verse 15, "Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly." Verse 17, "Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people." Beloved, this is what takes place before revival, a humbling of the hearts of God's people seeking him and praying as never before. When we look at the tumult and the devastation and the violence in our nation, beloved, it should send us to our knees, crying out to God for him to intervene in the lives of so many that are lost or backslid and or that don't know the Lord. It is time, beloved, for us to get serious with God. And if we will do that, if we truly will, the Lord was just saying he's slow to anger and of great kindness. Verse 19 says, "Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith, and I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen." Isaiah, I can't recall the exact verse right now, but Isaiah was told to say to the righteous, "It shall be well with you, for you shall eat the fruit of your hands." In verse 23, that second chapter of Joel, the word of the Lord goes on to say, "Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. talking of spiritual abundance, and the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. And beloved, this scripture is for some of you listening. You love the Lord, but you've gone through a lot of trials over the years, and this is a precious promise. It says, and I, verse 25, I will restore to you, beloved, the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmerworm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. Praise God. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. And then this very familiar passage is speaking of what's happening right now and is going to increase in manifestation as the sound of the trumpet is being heard. It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. That's what he says right here. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. The final verse of that chapter, verse 32, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom he shall call. God has always had a remnant. Isaiah 40, 28 and 31 states, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But, oh, hear the Lord, hear, beloved, brothers and sisters, those of you who are weak, your strength is failing. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. David said in Psalm 128 and 2, for thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Praise God. More and more of God's people are beginning to see that, and not only to see and understand, but to experience that they are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ was hailed as the Lord's anointed, and he was appointed. Why was he manifest? To destroy the works of the devil. Jesus came to this earth to break the bands of oppression off of his people. He came to set the captive free. He hasn't changed in his purposes. He's still doing that today. He not only took away our transgressions, but he gave us power to withstand the whole host of darkness. He came to give help to the poor and needy, and he came to give strength to the weak. Praise God. Well, we were going to continue this on tomorrow's broadcast. We'll pick up right here where we left off. But as I've promised, it's been a very long time. I wanted to share some testimonies that have come in recently from the UCM family, from the Correspondence Ministry. And this one sister writing from San Jose says, dear Sister Judith, I know my miracle is on the way, and I am expecting for God to do great things in my life. I found a new life in him, and there's yet so much to do for him. He said we would do great exploits in his name. I believe every word that he has given me through prophecy. He goes on to say, thank you for your love, sister. Every prophecy that you send, I I seal them in a plastic cover to keep them safe. I enjoy reading them again and again, and it draws me ever closer to this to the Lord. He says, rejoice and give thanks, for he does great things. To listen and watch for him. I thank God for your ministry and for such a great sister dedicated in the Lord. And then another letter writing from a dear sister in Manteca, and she writes, dear Sister Judith, thank you so much for your letters. If you only knew what they meant to me. Truly, you are a woman of God, and how could you know what it is in my heart? When he speaks, it is always what is going on in my life, and I'm blessed by what you interpret. You are a blessing to me and to so many of us. God bless you. And a big hug, a sister writing from Manteca. Praise God. And then I have a letter from a brother writing from Fresno, and he says, I have just finished rereading your letters, recent letters. I'm so thankful for your compassion and the ministry the Lord has given to you. Your words have had a profound impact on my life. Thank you for letting the Lord use you. I take each prophetic word to heart, and I meditate and pray on his word. He is adding strength to my life, spiritually and physically. I look forward to receiving your letters so filled with truth and encouragement and kindness. I receive the words of humor with joy and gladness. There are times that I always send inserts in my letters, and sometimes if they're not to encourage or inspire, they're a little bit of humor. Praise God. And then finally, I think my time, I'm looking at my time, and I'll have to hold those other four tomorrow's broadcast, but with this time being as it is, and I must bring this broadcast to a close, I do invite you to take note of the mailing address as well as the email address that our announcer will share. If you email, I ask that you leave your mailing address so I can respond to you by letter, and know that I pray as well as fast regularly for the needs that come in. I love you. Thank the Lord for you and for your prayers. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.